club.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier. Rush, rush.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation to this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
Here she comes now, Winks. She just sidles up on the outside, takes the lead, and draws away again. Age shall not bury the champ. Once again, she's haughty and imperious.
What a weekend of sport, MG. Liam Flanagan here. That was the commentary of Winks winning race number 30 consecutively.
Yeah, that's goosebump material. Not only was it her 30th win, but she done it in a race record as well.
Just classic Winks victory. Absolutely.
She's not slowing down.
Congratulations to that punter who laid $250,000 on her at $1.09.
He'd have been very nervous, or she would have been very nervous.
Lots to get through from the weekend of sport, MG. The biggest signing in the history of the NBL, Andrew Bogut. He's been officially crowned the best player in the competition, awarded the league MVP last night at a ceremony in Melbourne. He's going to join us in 5 minutes, MG.
Yeah, well done to him. Not only was he the MVP of the NBL, he also got Defensive Player of the Year, which is...
And we have to ask him about that.
Yeah.
Because he allowed teammate Dane Pinot to get up there and accept the award on his behalf.
Look, a lot of people didn't like it. I loved it. He's a dry sense of humour type of dude.
It was strange. It was strange. We'll ask Bogues what he was thinking last night very, very shortly. He's set to join us. And, MG, we've got tickets to give away to Sydney Kings' home semi-final against Melbourne United. They play that on March 3rd at Kudos Bank Arena. You can grab tickets at tickertech.com.au/Sydney Kings. When you hear this noise... Don't call now.
The show clock.
That doesn't count. When you hear that noise tonight, that is your cue to call 133353 to win those tickets. MG, we've also got to talk some footy. I want to ask you if 18-year-old Dylan Brown is the answer that Parramatta need in the halves this year.
Well, he's certainly getting some press. He's on the back page of the Telegraph today, and the Warriors were after him, apparently. So he's a man in want. Indeed.
In want and need. Subject of a supposed $3 million offer from the Warriors. Then maybe the NRL might have to have a look into.
Apparently play really well against the Raiders on the weekend.
All right, up next, Andrew Bogut, the newly crowned MVP of the NBL. He'll join us. It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
The Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. You like that one?
A little bit of Lynyrd Skynyrd,
just to get us going for a Monday. We've got to talk about Dylan Brown from the Parramatta Eels very shortly, MG, but the Roosters have shown that they are ready to defend the premiership this season with their win in the World Club Challenge overnight.
Well, Brett Morris's performance was scintillating.
Absolutely. And we've also got to talk about Friday night's Indigenous All-Stars game, which has raised questions about our national anthem and what place it has at sporting matches, MG.
Yes, it has.
That's coming up. But first, let's do this.
Trending now.
Last night at the awards ceremony down in Melbourne, Sydney Kings' Andrew Bogut became the first Australian in 11 years to win the league MVP, and the first big man in that same amount of time, Chris Anstey, the last player to do it.
Yeah.
Last Aussie centre to do it. And he was also crowned Defensive Player of the Year. He joins us on the line now. Friend of the show, Andrew Bogut. Congratulations on both of those awards, Bogues.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Wow, what an accomplishment. Not only MVP of the league, of the NBL, but also Defensive Player of the Year. You've had a fantastic year, mate.
Yeah, it's been a good year. Obviously, up and down year for us, the team, but we found form towards the end of the season. We're in the finals. That's the main thing, and just appreciate, obviously, opposition players and coaches voting me as the MVP. So it was a tight race and honoured to get the goal.
The Kings are into the semi-finals. We'll get to those in just a moment. Just on last night, you won the award clear of Bryce Cotton and Casper Ware, two fantastic attacking players within this league. Talk us through the for those that are unaware of the backstory, talk us through the Dane Pinot accepting your Defensive Player of the Year award.
Yeah, so... we have a pretty funny relationship. We always give each other a bit of slack. And he mentioned a couple of weeks ago that you can actually win an award when you do your speech. So I said, all right, cool, mate. Like, I thought he was just taking the piss. So I said, no worries, you can do it. And then the day came, he texted me and said, you still want me to do it? And I'm like, yeah, no worries, you can do it. they call my name up and he popped up. I'm like, he's really going to do it. Like, I didn't think he was going to do it. And so he's gone up there and you've seen what transpired, and it took everyone by surprise. But at the same time, some people thought it was disrespectful, which I clearly disagree with. It was never meant to be disrespectful, and I think it he roasted me more than anybody, so I'm not sure how it was disrespectful to me. He definitely went after me, and it was a fun night. I mean, it was a 4.5 hour dinner, mate, so to get a bit of a laugh for 5 minutes, I think was pretty good.
For those that missed it, here's a snippet of it.
People come to me all the time and they say, Bogart, how do you do it? And to those people, I say, shut up. I ask the questions around here. You want to talk to me, you send me a tweet.
Now, if that rankles anybody, come on. We lost our sense of humour as a nation. That was funny. I thought it was funny. And it's in... We all know you've got a dry wit. If people who follow you on Twitter know you've got a dry wit. And it seems as though your teammate, Dane Pinno, has got a dry wit as well.
Yeah, I mean, look, do you want athletes to be robots?
No.
I mean, there's always that argument. And I'm going to be myself. You know, I tie my own shoes, and if people like it, they like it. If they don't, screw them.
Well, no, it was a fantastic night for you personally, but let's look at the team moving forward. You take on Melbourne United in a 3-game series. Starting first game, Melbourne obviously gets home court advantage. They get games 1 and 3. Game 2 will be here in Sydney at Kudos Bank Arena, Sunday 3rd of March. From a narrative perspective for the NBL, a Melbourne-Sydney semi-final series, it's mouthwatering.
It is. Look, I mean, they've been our big rival this season. Obviously, we came in pretty hyped up. Thanks to the media, you know, saying we're the favourites, and they're sitting there saying, you know, we won it last year. Where are we at? Why aren't we the favourites? So they really knocked us on our head the first couple of games we played them, deservedly so. But we're on a 1-game win streak against Melbourne United, so hopefully we can continue to head to the final.
Just cross overseas for a sec for the NBA. We've just seen Team LeBron come from behind to beat Team Giannis in the All-Star game. What do the players do, Bogues, when this weekend's on, who aren't playing in the game? Do you get the week off?
Yeah, you get the week off. You get the week completely off. So I can go into Las Vegas and play some poker, or I'd go down to Cabo in Mexico and just sit by the pool for a couple of days and recharge. So those weekends are a great spectacle for the fans, but the players really get no rest, and it does take a toll on your body.
Well, given the scoreline in that NBA All-Star game was 178 or 164, I'm not sure your defensive capabilities would have been much use to those teams.
Definitely not. It's a game that I haven't sat down and watched in full since I've been in the NBA. Just not something that I really enjoy watching.
No.
I respect the spectacle of being an All-Star, and that gets my greatest respect. But as far as watching the game, it's not something that a basketball purist like myself would get some popcorn out and watch.
Let's go back to the NBL for a moment, Bogues, before we let you go. Jerome Randle, he missed your win over the Cairns Taipans the other night with a sore glute. He'll be right to go for game 1 of the semi-finals?
Yeah, he'll be right, mate. He'll be right. He got some hemorrhoid cream. He's chucking that on. He'll be fine.
Well done, mate. We look, throughout the year, we've had great access to you. We appreciate it. We know you're such a busy man. And again, from all our listeners and the Rush Hour team, congratulations on the MVP of the NBL.
Thank you, and let's get Sydney out of that game too and sell it out, please. That'd be really, really appreciated. Get
absolutely
out there and support us, there, Kings.
Sunday, 3rd of March, Kudos Bank Arena. They'll be going there with a 1-0 lead in the series over Melbourne United. Andrew Bogart, thank you for your time.
No problem. Thanks, boys.
Always good to have that man on this show, MG. And that March 3rd game, that'll be huge.
Oh, yeah.
Semi-final action back here in Sydney.
Singing from the rafters.
Absolutely. Up next, MG, a new segment, The Burning Question. Stay tuned, Parramatta fans, because it involves your club and whether 18-year-old Dylan Brown can bring you success in 2019. This is the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Liam Flanagan here. Remember to keep your ears open for that buzzer sound when you hear it. That is your cue to call 133353 to win the Sydney Kings tickets for their semi-final March 3rd. MG.
Yes.
We're going to get into the Indigenous Anthem saga in a moment, and we'll also have a bit of a chat about the Roosters' performance over in Wigan over the weekend.
Okay.
But we've got a brand new question because we're getting closer and closer to the NRL season starting. And we're going to answer all the burning questions in the lead-up to the season proper in our brand-new segment.
Triple M rocks the footy, and this is the burning question.
Oh. Should have had a bit of burning love with Elvis. Burning love. Higher and higher.
Today's burning question.
Yes, my friend.
Is rookie playmaker Dylan Brown the man to lead the Eels back to the finals in 2019?
Oh, wow. Let's not put... No, there's no way I'm putting undue pressure on this kid so early in his career. It'll just, you know, it's been 33 years since they've won a premiership. Everyone knows that. It's fact. They're coming off a wooden spoon, so there's only one way the Parramatta Eels can go, and that's up. I will say this. He is a good'un. He is a good'un. At 18, he came over to Parramatta as a 15-year-old from New Zealand. Played in the Harold Matson SG Ball and 20s team. So he's basically a Parramatta junior. And apparently on the weekend against the Raiders, his combination with Mitchell Moses was very, very good. Mm. When them two went off, apparently without seeing the game, the Raiders came back into the game. I think Parra were up 20-0 at one stage. And they got beat 22-20 on the bell. So, look, good signs. It's, you know, I think let's not get too carried away with the young kid, but let's not put too much pressure on him. Let's just let him ease into his role. I know it's hard when he's on the back page of the paper today and the headlines are poached eel. The Warriors were chasing him for on a $3 million deal. So, yeah, look, I think, Liam, we see kids like this coming all the time into the competition and all of a sudden they're the flavour of the month. They have one or two bad games and then we forget about them. So let's take it easy on this young kid's expectations.
Bang, there you go. If you've got a burning question you want MG to answer before the NRL season kicks off, you can hit us up at Rush Hour Triple M on Twitter or on Instagram, or you can give us a call 133353 and leave your question with producer Charlie. MG, up next, the Matildas have finally got a new coach.
Oh.
Ante Milicic.
Oh, ex-Socceroo.
I'm going to work on the pronunciation with you.
I think you're pretty right. Milicic.
No, I'm going to get you to pronounce it.
Oh, I can easily. Ante Milicic. Ante Milicic.
Rush Hour. MG Cities 104.9 Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG. 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG. Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. MG, we've got to talk about the Indigenous All-Stars match. Anthem Saga off the back of Friday night's game down in Melbourne very shortly. But to some soccer news, we're going to speak about the W League Grand Final towards the end of the show. But Ante Milicic.
Yes.
He has been named as the interim coach of the Matildas. The FFA put out a statement today, and he is the man who will lead them to the World Cup later this year.
Yeah, apparently beat a strong field of overseas and local candidates, including ex-Brisbane Roar and Matildas assistant Ross Aloisi. Mm. So, yeah, it's a great job any aspiring soccer/football coach would want.
For those that don't know who Ante Milicic is, he's under the employ of the FFA and has been for a little while. He's a former Socceroos assistant. He's been involved in the last two World Cup campaigns with the Socceroos. He was an assistant to Ange Postecoglou and Bert van Marwijk. This is his first time coaching a female team, which is interesting given the issues supposedly with Alan Stajic sacking were to do with the culture being built.
Yep.
But also, interestingly, I thought, MG, was the FFA chose not to hold a press conference today because you get the feeling that as soon as there is another press conference involving David Gallop,
more questions are going to be fired at him. He's going to be harpooned, brother.
But in positive news, MG, Alan Stajic will join us on the show on Thursday.
Yeah, good. I can't wait to speak to him. Not Alan Stajic. Ante Milicic.
Beg your pardon.
Ante Milicic.
Ante Milicic will join us on the show on Thursday because the Cup of Nations, which the Matildas are competing in, starts next week. So I believe Ante Milicic will be naming his squad for that tournament on Thursday, and then he'll be speaking to us off the back of that.
You know, it would be very interesting as a listener at home having them both in the studio.
Well, you don't know why you're looking at me. Producer Charlie does all the guest booking.
Alan Stajic and Ante Milicic, I'm saying. Wouldn't that be good radio?
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Up next, we've got to talk about the Roosters World Club Challenge victory and the Indigenous All-Stars game from Friday night.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. MG, Des Hasler has reportedly made the Manly first grade side by iPads.
Go on, you Desi! You know, all the iPads are installed with Dez's greatest hits.
We're going to talk about that in a moment, MJ, because I want to know if during your career, the coaches or you know, the club made you, the whole team, buy anything across the board.
Oh, once a coach made it, all the forwards.
Yeah, to get Game Boys.
Do the same thing.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, tell that story with us.
That's a tease.
Oh, it's a hook.
Yeah, it's a hook and tease.
MJ, you've created a new opener for us.
I have. I can make your hands clap.
That's because we're sending some stories through the hands, MG. let's start with the World Club Challenge. And what about Brett Morris? What a debut.
Yep, World Club Challenge on this morning. I got up bright and early to watch it. 20-8, the Roosters prevailed over Wigan. Adrian Lamb coached Wigan. And Brett Morris scored all his three tries in about 34 minutes.
First half.
Again, he's over for the hat-trick. What a start to a career this is. Brett Morris is 32 years of age. He's been with the Dragons, he's been with the Bulldogs. He won here in 2011. He got two tries that night. He got man of the match that night. He's now got a hat-trick in the opening 31 and a half minutes.
And the only man ever to win two Man of the Match awards in that Challenge Cup.
Oh, there you go. Now, he played at centre in that game because Latrell Mitchell obviously stayed here in Australia and played in the All-Stars game. Is that where you see him playing the season proper?
Oh, look, he can go there easily. He can play anywhere in the back line as far as centre, wing, fullback. I think he'll be on the wing. Latrell and Manu will be their centres.
Yep.
And he'll take a complete swap for Ferguson. Yeah.
Pretty handy.
Still a strong team, isn't it? And you had Angus Crichton for that mix. And Victor Radley had a good game. Luke Keary was on fire. He's going to push for an Origin berth this year.
Yeah. You get the sense that the grand final last year has given him the world of confidence.
Yeah, you do.
Let's move on to Friday night's All-Stars game down in Melbourne.
Yep.
The Indigenous All-Stars triumphed 34-14 over the New Zealand Maori All-Stars. We'll speak about the anthem controversy in a moment, but the game, the Fox, Josh Adokar, didn't he love being at his club home ground, AU Stadium?
He looks good. He looks like he's bulked up to like put 4 or 5 kilos on his frame, which is dangerous for other teams because he's a try-scoring freak. David Fifita, my goodness, at 18. A little grubber, he chased a grubber kick through, scored the try. He's just... That's what I think the Broncos are going to be right up there this year.
What did you make of Ponga at 6?
It's a work in progress. I don't garnish anything out of 40 minutes of footy. You know, that's what he played. He basically sat on the sideline for a couple of quarters.
Nothing.
The more he gets his hands on the ball, the better Newcastle are going to go. So it's a work in progress. He's playing against foreign teams. There's no game plans, basically. It's just, you know, it's a good, solid trial for him.
And a completely different setup when he's going to be alongside Mitchell Pearce at club level.
One thing I'd like to see Kalyn Ponga do is, but not just don't just solely roam on the left-hand side. And he spoke to us last week about how he's got the license to roam.
Yeah.
I hope that stays with him because if he gets pigeonholed on that left-hand side, he'll quickly be gobbled up. He's got to be able to roam both sides of the field.
All right, let's touch on the anthem saga. It's a difficult conversation. It's one that's got to be had. What happened for those that didn't see it on Friday night? The war cries were fantastic. They were spectacular. Latrell Mitchell did a fantastic job of leading it. He was handed that role from Greg Inglis. But then when the Australian anthem was played, for the most part, to a man, the All-Stars, the Indigenous All-Stars, did not sing along with the Australian anthem, and it's caused some uproar.
Look, I get where they're coming from. My only piece of advice is you don't start mixing politics with sport. You know, people go to rugby league for a release. They pay their money to go in the gates for a release. We don't want to start seeing political statements in our game.
Yep.
Saying that, the conversation's got to start, that if these guys are so upset by our anthem, the Indigenous leaders of this team, which are, there's many, start the conversation with the leaders of our game.
Yeah, it strikes me.
And even our national anthem, which is basically, we haven't had a referendum since 1977 on it. Let's have another one. Like, Mal Meninga wants to have one. Mal said, let's have a vote and see if we all still like it. At the moment, every time I hear the anthem, I get goosebumps still because it's the one I've grown up with. But if you're an Indigenous person, you don't. So you cannot understand both sides of the fence.
Absolutely.
I don't want to see, but, you know, imagine if these guys on Friday night took a knee like Kaepernick did on in the NFL.
That'd be a really big story.
Well, before it gets to that, let's start the conversation.
Well said, MG. You wonder whether it might have been an oversight in the planning, whether they thought about playing or at least had the conversation, as you said.
Well, maybe they didn't play the anthem. Like, ask the players just beforehand.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Up next, Des Hasler has made the team buy iPads. MG's had something similar. Find out what it is.
Triple M's Rush Hour with MG.
Liam Flanagan here and MG's MEG for Performance of the Weekend coming up in 5 minutes' time, MG. There was a big weekend of sport.
Massive weekend of sport.
Looking forward to seeing who gets the nod from you, MG. But we need to talk about Des Hasler, the mad professor. He's back in the NRL coaching ranks.
Oh, I love it.
In charge of Manly Sea Eagles. And the first bit of mad professorness.
No, the first bit of Desi.
The first Desi.
Yep.
The first Desi.
Desi-ism.
A Desi-ism of the year has emerged. George Tafua has told Fox Sports that Des has made the entire team buy iPads.
That's quite a clever move. Yeah. Watch, you know, we might send a link and say, this is your performance last weekend. I'd like you to watch it.
Yeah, apparently they're all being given homework to take home, do video sessions. George has also said that Appy Corrissau is the one that's going to struggle most. He's got something of a millennial attention span by the sounds of it.
It's about 3.5 minutes.
And George, interestingly enough, you know, he's complaining. He's saying it's not like it's $50. This is $1,200 that we're having to fork out here. And to George, I say, come on, mate.
I think it's all tax write-off, brother.
When whether you need to claim it or not, George, I think you're going all right.
They like Desi, but as soon as he gets there, he implements. He's just gotten his team. I'm saying he got his team a $36 million grant to rebuild the ground and. That's a Desi-ism.
It's all coming up, Des.
And now he wants iPads so that they can do their homework. He's a classic. He's
no more demandables out there. It's Manly territories.
Not at the Taj Mahal there soon.
Technically advanced. Very sophisticated stuff going on. Did you ever report for pre-season in your career with a coach who said, boys, we're all doing this. Everyone needs to get this.
In 1988, Peter Kelly came to Penrith alongside Chris Mortimer and a couple of other guys, Graham Bradley, Neil Baker, Andrew Simon. And Peter Kelly was a part of the Dogs of War, the Bulldogs pack, which was ferocious. And in our first trial game, he pulled out these shoulder pads that were like big white pads, like the gridiron pads they were in America.
Yeah.
And they're a bit longer than normal, what come down to like your belly button. And when you hit them, it felt like hitting concrete.
Yeah.
So our coach at the time, Ronnie Willie, said, boys, see these shoulder pads that Kel's got on? I want you all to get a pair this week.
Oh.
So I don't think they were legal either.
That doesn't sound like they would have been.
They were like ice hockey pads. That's what they were.
Jesus.
And so when what would happen in the trial games and some comp games, the touch judges would walk in to check your pads.
Hmm.
So we'd have a spare pair of pads waiting in the locker. So we'd put them on and throw our... But in the end, I think we wore them for one or two games. They were so bloody heavy. And they wouldn't allow sweat out of them. Like it's like you're carrying someone on your back when you're playing footy.
And you're knocking out everybody that you
take. And everyone run into you, they go, doing, your shoulder pads and fall backwards.
It's like the fine cotton scandal of rugby league.
No, but it was, even guys who'd never, like Cole Vandervoort never wore shoulder pads in his life, our lock forward. And Ron made him wear them. And he said, Ron, I'm falling over wearing these things. I can't wear them. But no, he was a good guy, Ronnie Willie.
And how long after that did you get your personalised, your signature
That was my first pad year? That was my first ever endorsement deal.
Because they saw you knocking at people with these white things, and we go, we need to sign this bloke up.
Yeah, no, they wouldn't let you wear them. A bit illegal.
MG, very quickly, before we move on, we've got to get to your MEG next. A bit of fullback news. Matt Duffy re-signing for the Dragons.
Takes a bit of pressure off the kid, doesn't it?
New two-year deal.
Yeah, good on him.
And also Jordan Kahu, released by the Broncos, has signed a one-year deal with the Cowboys.
To take over from Ben Barber's spot in the back line. So, Kahu, interesting. They've got him quick, and I heard that Ethan Lowe might be going to South as well from the Cowboys. So watch his space.
Okay, and Kahu presumably gets the goal-kicking duties as well.
Yes, he kicked for the All-Stars the other night, the Maori boys, I'm pretty sure.
How'd he hit him?
He hit it was Kahu. Because he had his full name on his back. That's right. And I didn't at first recognise him. He had his full Kiwi name on. Yeah, his Maori name. Anyway, I had a couple of wines too.
Rush out with MG. Sydney's 104.9 Triple M up next. MEG. Performance of the weekend, if MG can remember.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. That is the cue to call 133353 if you want to win tickets to the Sydney Kings' first final.
Oh, yeah.
Sunday 3rd of March, they'll take on Melbourne United. If you don't get those ones, you can get your tickets from ticketek.com.au/Sydney Kings. MG, we'll have to get along to that game.
Yeah, definitely.
It's going to be a belter. Time for... the MEG, MG, your performance of the weekend.
So it has to be one group of young ladies, the Sydney FC W League girls who won the grand final against Sam Kerr's Perth Glory.
Yes.
Fantastic performance. They bowled out to a good half-time lead, and then Chloe Legazzo hit the, basically, you know, the winner.
The nail in the coffin.
It was a screamer to ice it.
It was amazing.
Wow.
Legazzo! Two-goal buffer restored, and Chloe Legazzo thumps one in. Too hot to handle, and the Matilda star keeps the shot down with exquisite technique.
Great. At 3-2, you think, oh, any team with Sam Kerr in it can come back.
Mm.
But that was, as Britton Speed mentioned, that was it, the two-goal difference to ice it, 4-2. So well done, ladies. Mm. Congratulations on a premiership victory.
It's their third W League title. Poor old Perth Glory, though. They have lost every grand final they've made in the W League. Even the Brigands of Sankur can't get them over the line in the big dance at the moment. Yeah, unfortunately.
Okay.
But terrific to see Chloe Legazzo have such a great game. She's going to be super important for the Matildas in this Cup of Nations tournament and the World Cup, MG.
So the World Cup, when's that? July, is it?
August, I believe.
August. I can't wait.
In France.
That's going to be fantastic to watch.
Yeah, yeah. They're playing, the Matildas are playing next week at down at Netstrata Jubilee Stadium in Corrigan again. I'm going to head out to that game. 7:30 kickoff next Thursday night.
Can we get one of the Matildas on the line next week, Charlie? Is that,
yeah.
He's shaking his nodding his head.
He's nodding. It's good to see Charlie turn up today, switched on. He went on a date, had a big weekend.
Yeah, I know. He looks tired.
Yeah, he won't tell us how it went.
We'll get it out of him.
Why doesn't he trust us?
I know. We won't tell the world.
No.
Just all Sydney.
Just all the office. MG, we are done for your Monday. Great to be back. Great show. Lots of sport coming up this week. As we said, Ante Milicic, the new coach of the Matildas, will join us on Thursday. But we are done, sir.
Have a safe night, everybody. He's Liam. I'm MG. You stay random, Sydney.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, City's 104.9 Triple M. Now, MG, I get the privilege, and I call it a privilege because it is, of working with you every day.
That's nice, mate.
Except weekends, obviously, because we need our time apart. But most people know who you are, would love the opportunity to spend a bit of time with you.
You think so?
I think so.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I mean, there's some people who might not want to, but there's a lot of people who would love to.
Mm.
And there is a new company which is giving people this opportunity to not just yourself, but other world-class athletes from around the place. It's called FanPlus, and the man who started it, who developed the concept and has created it into what it is today, joins us in the studio, Rod Harries. G'day, Rod. Welcome to the Rush Hour.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me on today.
Well, it's an amazing platform, as Liam mentions. It's FanPlus is a marketable marketplace that connects fans with their favourite sporting clubs, athletes and personalities, with proceeds supporting charity and community organisations. So I suppose the concept was already was there to be taken up, wasn't it? It was a matter of someone coming along going, there it is, and you happen to be that man.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, look, the idea is not rocket science, and what we wanted to do was connect fans with athletes, sporting clubs, and personalities, as you said, and create memorable, everlasting memories and experiences.
You, when I first met you, you were GM of the Sydney Kings. How did you go from the Kings to this?
Yeah, look, the Kings was a great platform for me, and it's good to see them sitting where they are, and hopefully they get the win this Saturday against the Taipans. So that was really where the idea came from, was working in a club that was under-resourced, losing quite a lot of money each year, and it was a way to create a new revenue stream for clubs that do struggle with finding additional revenue.
And did you find, I mean, the Sydney Kings, what they're doing this year is outstanding, but did you find, even with your time with the organisation, fans wanting that next level of interaction with the players?
Yeah, 100%. Look, a lot of these type of experiences are reserved for corporates or people that, you know, do pay a premium for it. And the big idea around FanPlus was trying to connect everyday fans with these type of experiences. And for a fan to get up close and personal with an athlete or with a personality, it's something that they'd all love to do.
Well, we mentioned MG. There are opportunities with MG. You're on the site. There's other rugby league players. Steve Menzies is on here. Nathan Highmarsh is on here.
Brett Kenny.
Brett Kenny's on here.
Kirby.
And with all due respect, MG, Kobe Bryant.
Yeah.
There are opportunities to interact with Kobe Bryant on this website. How the hell do you land Kobe Bryant?
Yeah, so we're working with one of the marketing agents that are working on that particular event down in Melbourne. So it was really exciting when they approached us to see if we can help push out those experiences for them. So yeah, we were thrilled that they did select us out of other platforms to work with. So really cool.
What about any other experiences from sportsmen or women around the world that has been very popular from your fan base?
Yeah, we've recently launched some experiences with the Dallas Mavericks where you can sit courtside, you can watch the team train, you can meet the players and do a change room tour. So that's been fantastic. And we've just partnered with Qantas Holidays to push that out to the Australian fans that are travelling to the USA. And we've also launched an experience with the great Meta World Peace, who played at the Lakers played with Kobe.
It's not a boxing session.
That's right. Well, that's it might turn into one on the day. But you can play a game with him in LA. So we are getting more and more experiences internationally, which is fantastic.
FanPlus.com is the site. Go and check it out. It's a bit like YouTube in a sense, MG. You could get lost just browsing through the various opportunities.
What about your own personal celebrity crush as far as a sportsman or woman go? Who's that?
Yeah, probably I'd say Roger Federer. I think I did get the opportunity to meet him a few years back at a Kings game, and he was friends with one of our owners and just an incredible athlete. And to obviously spend a bit more time with him, you know, maybe play a game of tennis would be fantastic.
Game of golf or something, a few beers in the car.
Exactly.
Now, and it's not just sporting stuff. There's a lot of sporting stuff on here, but there's also opportunities for events with voice contestants. You've got cooking with MasterChef contestants. Yeah. So there are non-sport opportunities that people can get involved in. Again, fanplus.com. Again, I'm just looking through it. I'm interested by the ultimate Ciro and Blocker experience.
Oh, yeah. They'll be very popular around Origin time too. Ciro and Blocker.
Maybe, as we said, there is, MG, you're an option on here. There's opportunities for people to engage with you on this site.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's probably an opportunity for a Wally experience as well. The MG and
Have
Wally.
Have you spoken to Wally about this?
No, I haven't, but happy for you to pass on the details.
Yeah, well, I think that'd be great. Watch Origin with me and Wally.
Oh, wow.
I'll buy that one.
So, Rod, when did you launch the site?
So we just launched in October last year. So we were part of the Qantas Avro Startup Program, which gave us a really good platform to build and scale Fan Plus. And then we were able to raise some capital after that and bring on some successful business people, which has given us a great platform to scale and build Fan Plus to where it is now.
So you're 4 months old and it's already, it's flying. Where does this organisation go next? What's the next evolution of Fan Plus? What's the plans for the next 12 months?
Yeah, for us, it's to invest further into the platform. So the website, to make it a really interactive platform so people do get captured into the experience as soon as they log on to Fan Plus. And also to build out our categories into other areas. So we've got the entertainment side, but we would like to increase that into other areas. It could be business leaders, it might be bloggers, YouTubers. It's, you know, wherever we see an opportunity, we do want to branch into a diverse range of experiences.
Gamers even. You know, popular gamers around the world, would it be popular fan experience as well?
Yeah, esports. I think there's a lot of opportunity that we can certainly tap into.
Who are some of the charities that you're supporting as well, the organisations that you're supporting?
Yeah, so we're working with New South Wales Sports. We're working with the Australian Sports Foundation, National Indigenous Culinary Institute. So we're working with a few at the moment, which is great. And also the athletes that are on the platform, they're supporting their own charities.
Fantastic.
Again, fanplus.com. Go and check it out. If you're an individual, if you're an organisation, this is something that for bosses out there listening to this, MG.
Yeah.
You want to treat your team. You want to, if your team's had a fantastic year and you want to reward them, this is the perfect way to do it, I reckon. Head to fanplus.com. Check out all the experiences. Rod, thank you for dropping by the Rush Hour.
Thank you very much.
And thank you for supporting the big fella.
Did always. And thanks for the T-shirt, brother.
No problems.
Beautiful.